In case you've missed it, the overarching theme of the entire order of worship today, seen in the hymns, seen in the baptism, seen especially in this last song, and in the sermon about to be preached, is this: that you are loved by God and you are precious to Him. If there is anyone here this morning who feels unloved, who feels not worthy, who feels perhaps that God does not care, our prayer today, especially as you hear this message, is this: that you would leave this today, here today, knowing that you have a Savior, and His name is Jesus, and He loves you, yes, you, with an everlasting love. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The title of our message today is a curious title. Have you noticed it? Our title is Nursing Babies and Tattoos. Based on our Old Testament reading from today, from Isaiah 49, listen again to verses 14 to 16. Listen for the nursing babies and the tattoos. But Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me. My Lord has forgotten me." And God says, "Can a woman forget her nursing child, that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you. Behold, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands." Again, our title, Nursing Babies and Tattoos. And I invite you to follow along in the blue insert as we consider this curious theme. What, for goodness sakes, do nursing babies and tattoos have in common? One does not normally, in the same sentence, speak of nursing babies and tattoos. When you think about nursing babies, what comes to mind? A precious little child, warm and secure at his or her mother's breast. One of the most tender images common to all people of all cultures all over the world, a nursing baby. What comes to mind when you think about tattoos? I think of some big, scary guy named Butch with a needle and some ink. A process that caused pain and discomfort. Although I have kidded with Beverly, if I were to get a tattoo, I want a New York Yankee on my shoulder, as you know. But tattoo parlors are those places where mama said, "Good boys never go." So what could nursing babies and tattoos have in common? Notice your sermon outline. Before we answer that question, let's understand the situation in this text from Isaiah. Let me read those verses again. Listen very carefully. Zion is a nickname for the people of Israel. But Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me. My Lord has forgotten me." And God says, "Can a woman forget her nursing child, that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you. Behold, I have engraved you. I have tattooed you in the palms of my hands." The people of Israel, people of Judah, were exiles in Babylon when Isaiah wrote these words. It was 586 BC. The nation of Judah had been defeated by the Babylonians. The capital city, Jerusalem, had been overrun. It was destroyed. The temple was torn down. The priests were scattered. Now, there were many survivors, but they were taken as captives to a foreign country. They had to live as exiles in a foreign pagan land called Babylonia. There, the people had no temple. They had no priests. They had no sacrifices. They had no temple, the place of worship, where they for centuries had come to be in God's presence, was leveled to the ground, and it was looted by the invading forces. They had no temple. Their priests and their clergy were killed or imprisoned. Without the temple, without the priest, they could make no animal sacrifices. That is, they could have no assurance of the forgiveness of sins. Now, how would we be if this happened to us? Invading pagan nation came and destroyed our land, destroyed our place of worship, looted it, killed the priests and pastors by the sword. Understandably so, the people of Judah determined that God had forsaken them. This was how they felt. God had forsaken them. Listen to 14. But Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me. The Lord has forgotten me." Now, whether you agree with this or not, this is how they felt, abandoned and forsaken by God. Have you ever felt like that? Have you ever felt in a time of tragedy or difficulty or personal sorrow that God has forsaken you? This is how they felt. And through the prophet Isaiah, God himself addresses their situation. God asks a question first about a mother and a nursing child. Listen to the first part of verse 15. God says, in answer to this question, God's forsaken me. God says, can a woman forget her nursing child? That she should have no compassion on the son of her womb. Kristen, you're in the front row. It's Charlie's baptism. I'm going to pick on you. Can a woman forget her nursing child? Have no compassion on the son of her womb. That question almost demands a negative answer. We would say, of course not. A nursing mother would never forsake her child. It just doesn't happen. But then God answers this question. Listen to what he says. Even these may forget, yet I will never forget you. That is, there is the remote possibility, God says, that some mother, somewhere, at some time, might do this unthinkable thing. But then God says, but I will never forget you. The Hebrew verb is even stronger here. God is saying, I am unable to forget you. I in no way would ever forget you. Now, there are quite a few images in the Bible. This should encourage the heart of you women out there. There are quite a few images in the Bible that compare God's faithfulness to his people like a mother's faithfulness to their children. Listen to just one from the New Testament. Matthew 23, verse 7, 37. This is Jesus speaking. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I wanted to gather your children to me as a mother hen gathers her chicks, but you would not come. Here's the picture. Jesus, just before he goes to the cross, is overlooking the city of Jerusalem. And he says, I have so much love. I have so much compassion for all sinful people. I want to gather you to myself like a mother gathers her little chicks. Anybody with a farm background here? Have you ever seen a big, fat, waddling mama hen? When the chicks come, maybe a coyote or a dog comes by, and she runs to them and gathers them and puts her body over the top of them to protect them and take care of them. Our Lord Jesus. And if there was a man, he was a man, said, I want to gather you like a mother hen gathers and protects her chick. God says from the prophet Isaiah, a nursing mother may one day forsake her son, but I'll never forsake you. I'll be that faithful mother no matter what. Charlie, asleep or awake, the message is for you. You can get the CD and play it for him later. God's promise to Charles Harrison Rowley is this. I will never forsake you. I will never forget you. The waters of baptism is his blood-bought promise. And to any of us who are baptized into Christ, that's his promise to you. Never, no, never will I forsake you. Whatever you're going through right now, it'd be naive for a pastor not to realize every single person sitting here today has a heartache, has a sorrow, has something that causes anxiety or fear. That's a part of our human existence. One of my old professors in seminary used to tell us, young bucks at the seminary, as a pastor, be nice to everybody because everybody is hurting in some way. Whatever you're going through today, hear the word of God to you. You are loved. You are precious. God will never forsake you. Think of that nursing mother. That's how God is close to you. But then back to Isaiah 49, after the tender words about a nursing mother, then God gives a word of comfort and he talks about tattoos of all things. Listen to the last verse of our reading for today. God says, I have engraved you in the palms of my hands. The word engraved refers to the process of tattooing by ink, by a sharp object, by cutting into the skin, something written on flesh. And in order to understand this tattoo promise, we have to understand that God takes a common practice at that time and completely turns it around 180 degrees. You see, tattoos were used by foreign peoples all around Israel, especially the Babylonians, and they were used for two particular reasons. Some people tattooed or engraved into the palms of their hands the name of their wife or their husband or a lover, a boyfriend or a girlfriend, that whenever they would see their hand, they would be reminded, this is the one to whom I'm to remain faithful. But an even more common practice that Isaiah was probably referring to was this. Pagan peoples all around Israel tattooed the name of their false god into their hand. So if you were a Canaanite, you would have Baal in your hand. If you were a Babylonian, you would have Marduk in your hand. If you were a Philistine, you'd have the name of Dagon, the god, tattooed into your hand. Why? To remind you. As a fearful reminder, this is the God to whom I belong. I must be obedient and faithful to him. And God turns this promise completely around. Listen to verse 16. God says, behold, I have engraved you in the palms of my hands. Here is a wonderful poetic picture that God has given the people of Judah in captivity in Babylon. Because whenever a person of Israel would see a Babylonian with a tattoo on their hand, they would be reminded, God loves me. My name, he's engraved on his hand. He is faithful to me. I will never be forsaken by him. Almighty God has turned this tattoo thing all around. No longer does a person tattoo the name of their God on their hand. God tattoos our name on his hand. God says to you today, and you don't have to go very far, by the way, to see someone whose hands have been engraved and cut into, do you? God says to you today, I'm speaking to you, you who feel far off from God, you who feel weak in faith, you who feel unloved. Listen to God's word to you today. Your name is tattooed in God's hands. You are his, and every day he sees you in the palm of his hands. He can never forget you. And for a people of Judah, they would say, even in Babylon, even in this present state of existence, when things aren't going so well in my life, I have God's promise. My name is tattooed in the palm of his hands. God was with the people in Babylon. God did finally bring them home to their homeland. But now, will you take a moment? Will your eyes please join me and look to the one here who was nailed to the cross? Please don't look at me. Pay no attention. Just listen to my voice. Look at the one who was nailed for you. Hardships may come in your life, and you may feel forsaken. You may feel forsaken. But remember our precious Lord's words on the cross as he paid for all of your sins. He said, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why did God forsake his Son? So that he would never forsake you. God forsook his Son and turned his back on Christ as he bore your sins and all the filth and the sins of the world. On the cross, he was forsaken so that you would never be forsaken. For whom did Jesus die on the cross? Name your first name. That's for whom he died. And if you look carefully, look at his hands. Look at Jesus' hands. Look at his nail-pierced hands. It was there on the cross that your name was engraved into the palms of his hands. It was you that Jesus had in mind. It was you that Jesus loved as he was crucified for your sins and risen to give you life in heaven. My friends, today, you are his precious nursing child. Your name is engraved in the palms of his hands. You, yes, you, he will never forsake or forget. In the name of Jesus, amen.